And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 200.
What? Episode 200?
Yeah.
200!
The episode that slaps. Number 200. I am Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Samantha Rund.
And this is the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. Welcome. It's a week late. Right from when it happened, because that's how recordings go. But we have our breakdown opinions on the famous Chris Rock, Will Smith, slap heard around the world, more than the show called The Slap that was out of Australian television. That questioned, how do people react? They canceled the show. It only went like 5-6 episodes, so we don't know how to resolve an unexpected questionable slap. We don't know how to resolve that as a society, because that TV show was canceled because people did not view art right. They stayed they watched the NFL or something else instead.
That's
of
right
that
I watched
show.
The NFL and ate all of the Cheetos.
Yes.
Well,
instead of
swimming in a
them.
Bath of Dr. Pepper.
So we don't know how to resolve a slap. And so now we, as the world, are coping with this and trying to figure out where we go, how to move forward.
It's a great question. I mean, really, like, what was your coping style? Once you saw this happen, how did you cope?
Gretchen! Gretchen! Oh, my God! Gretchen, come here. No, Gretchen. Will Smith just smacked Chris Rock on TV. What? Yes. What? Are you kidding? No. Look at this. That was
wow.
Me. That was me. Look, it's on, and I didn't even have 5 minutes after, and I did not even have to rewind this. I had to do online. There was just all the clip. Hey, here's it in Japan, honey.
Wow.
7 minutes after it happened. Here's the clip, viral, right? Like uncensored. It's amazing to me the speed at which everything goes around.
And what about just because, I didn't see it in real time as we talked about later, but you just got me thinking right now. I feel cheated out of not having seen it in real time. But now I'm thinking how that must have felt for the audience members too, like to actually be in the space when it happened. Because obviously we're thinking about how the three how they felt, but like the actual, like, man.
You need to watch. You haven't seen the whole like five minutes after.
No, I still haven't seen.
You need to watch the 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after. Definitely people thought it was a joke.
Right. You would think it was part of the, a sketch in it or something.
He like
right?
punched him like it was like a stage cat too. Like at first, the way he standed on, but it was clearly not. I just don't think the dude ever learned how to punch, because I know he's from West Philadelphia supposedly, but apparently his family had money and he like didn't actually.
I feel like you should be
streets,
careful about what you say. Next thing heard, we're going to see you on the show with the.
With big
old
black eye.
Slap mark on your face, yeah.
But it was like a stage punch almost, and just the angle, probably because that's what he does most of the time, is that stage punches, right? So that's what he's used to. But so they walked back, and it was so shocking. I think people literally thought it was, because you see Laputa behind him kind of like, and then he starts cussing, and she's like, oh, I think like it just started dawning. You hear it dawning on people that this isn't
right.
That's not staged. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, what just happened? You know. Yeah. So yeah, no, the audience. Yeah, imagine being there and a thing that you realize, wow, this is the unforgettable one. Zendaya was just excited to be there, even though she wasn't presenting. She's like, hey, I'm Zendaya. They gave me a pass. Awesome. Front row.
Oh,
Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talk about this anyway. We talk more about the slap, our opinions and thoughts, and which are the correct ones, by the way. So if you are on the fence about this, now you know which one. If you think opposite of us, you can change your mind now and join us. Join us on the Black and a Half side. Then we chat a little about my motivations for my latest weight loss attempt. My latest
and greatest.
Hopefully this will be it. I'm 48, so at some point soon, my next weight loss will be my last.
Oh boy!
So who knows? This might be it for Silas. Certainly, it is if I don't lose the weight. And then I'll give you a movie recommendation at the end of the episode.
That's right.
And yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So do us a favor. If you could go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating to celebrate episode number 200. That's the way I want to celebrate. To celebrate episode 200, you could also become a Patreon supporter. You can go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/blackandahalf. And become a member of the League of Extraordinary Listeners for as little as $1 a month. Or you can join the Inner Circle member as your treat for being here for episode number 200. You can be an Inner Circle member for just a little bit more money, like Tara Widener, Stephen Ward, Keith Nagel. Be one of them. Be one of the great ones. And also, I have another podcast. It's called You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, where I educate and empower home buyers all across the nation. It is a crazy, crazy real estate market out there right now, and you need help, you need education, and that's what that podcast does. So go there, listen to that. You're Buying a Home at yourbuyingahome.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. Listen to that. Or go listen to my girl Samantha's other podcast.
Yeah, you can listen to Beyond Technique with me, Samantha Rund, where you listen to your podcast, or watch or listen to on YouTube as well. Have some great episodes out there. And then, of course, if you're looking for a performance coach to help you with performance skills for public speaking, for acting, audition prep, anything where you want to express yourself more fully, you can always reach me at beyondtechniquecoaching@gmail.com.
Well, that's those podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this one. So I want you listeners to open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to episode number 200, the episode that slaps.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by, stand by, stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.
Should we talk about it?
Slap each other for making jokes? Let's not slap. Slap hands and clapping.
You know, or not clapping. I was like,
is that what you were that's what you were talking about, right?
Certain people that I don't know how they're gonna feel, because I'm like, okay, so they're a comedian,
yeah,
but they're also a black woman who cares about their hair a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how they're gonna feel. Tiffany Haddish threw me off.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I don't know. I guess maybe it's not all comedians are standing there. So I don't know how you felt about it or feel. I'm trying not to judge people for feeling one way or the other. I realize things are nuanced, but you know, usually people should just agree with me. But I guess that would make things easier.
Things are nuanced a bit, aren't they? Because like, it's also too, like what's common knowledge for both of them? Like, what do they eat? What did he know? Or because like, I didn't know that she had alopecia.
No,
I didn't.
A lot of people didn't know.
I didn't know. And did he know? But at any rate, like, if he knew and made the joke, so basically, okay, I never know why women shave their heads. Or, I mean, for men, sometimes it's just like fashion, or not fashion, but like sometimes for women it is, but sometimes it's because of cancer. Sometimes it's hair loss. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the reasons why. So without knowing, I don't know that. And I don't like to really make jokes making fun of at people's expenses anyway.
Yeah, generally. Unless they're heckling.
Right. I mean, I just generally don't like to, unless if I'm going to like compliment, unless it's going to turn into a compliment, like, but the thing is like G.I. Jane, I mean, Demi Moore, right?
Back in the day. My whole thing on this is, was like, I was like, this to me felt more like a ribbing than an insult.
I mean, because yeah, G.I. Jane, I remember looking pretty sexy.
Demi Moore like in the, was it a seemed sex like a symbol in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. So
for me, I kind of, well, at first I thought they must be friends because I, like you said, I see a bald head and usually I just think cancer right away. Right. Especially if I've seen somebody with hair and then they don't have it, I just assume cancer.
Unless
right?
if it's like Black Panther, though, and then you're like, ooh, that looks, you know what I mean? Like looking well, yeah, really
unless
good.
It's a, I mean, a part, right?
So like, it's just hard to, yeah, it's hard to say.
So for me, when I heard the joke, I was like, oh, a dated little joke. I'm like, they must know each other. And so then clearly they're not friends, right? Though that's debatable. I've heard that they are friends, but I was like, that's not even an insult. You just said, because Jada's kind of buff, right? Wasn't she in like a Matrix or something?
I mean,
was that her? In the Matrix? No, or she
Jada,
didn't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Jada
oh,
was
got it. Yeah.
She wasn't well, I didn't see the latest version, but remember
the
she
old
was
ones, yeah.
She was in it, yeah.
But she was I was like, oh, she's buff and
she's
bald.
Very fit, yeah, very beautiful.
Jane too,
yeah.
Sure. Okay. I didn't think it was an insult. And like, you brought up a meta like it brought it first. I'm like, I'm sorry. The idea that you brought attention to her medical condition, the bald head brings attention to the medical condition, right? Like I just said, I'm assuming you have a medical condition if you're bald. Unless I've seen you for a long time. Unless you're like Terry Brooks. Well, by the way, Appalachia, I believe alopecia?
I think alopecia? That's what it's...
That's what
but some people really love the look too.
That's what a
like
lot of bald
I don't
men have. There's a lot of balding men in our country who are made fun of all the time. I know it's different.
It is different
because we socially accepted it. But
well,
though I know plenty of women who said they wouldn't date someone balding. So
well, there's a lot, so much hair, so much conversation about hair, and I don't know. I don't know what my feelings were of it. Also, because I will tell you that I didn't get to watch it without having other people's opinions
already
there because I didn't watch it in real time. So I heard that there was a controversy. I heard that there was a joke that was like maybe in poor taste or definitely in poor. You know, I heard people had very strong opinions of it, and then I saw it. So I had preconceived notions going into it.
Yeah,
I will obviously by the look on her face, I could see that was not a joke that she liked. But then finding out though about the other thing, I'm like, potentially dicey. I wouldn't have wanted to make a joke like that if I knew somebody did have a condition, unless if they were like a really close friend and they found it hilarious.
Yeah.
Like that kind of like joking. But either way, the walk up to the stage and slapping, I did not approve of that. I did not approve of that reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not into violence, especially because I think it would have been a little bit different too if the joke was said like right to her face and then the slap just happened.
Yeah,
like that's not funny. Oh, yeah. Slap, you know, it's just I just thought that was a whether or not the joke was in poor taste for me wasn't the question as to whether or not it deserved a slap, like, or to be shouted at the award show like that. It just,
I'd almost been fine with the shouting, like, even though it still kind of breaks his character that we know of. Right. But like, I mean, the decorum, you know, maybe shouldn't do that, but like,
yeah,
I think it would have been, the best would have been say nothing, death stare. and then if he got the award, kind of humiliate him. Like,
or even got like
humiliation by not laughing at it.
I mean,
because it would have been it was going to get brought up the next day on talk shows that, oh, Chris Rock made this joke that Jada did not find funny because she has alopecia, and people were like, oh, damn, Chris. Oh, that was cold, man.
Right.
But it would have been, and we wouldn't be talking about it all the time.
I feel like, I think actually now I'm thinking too, I'm like, I feel like also just because it was at the show, and then you think of, well, I think of the certain level of professionalism people have in professional settings, right? I think if it was, like if I was going to put that scenario in a comedy club, not in a, that kind, I mean, yes, if you're the stand up there, you're the professional, but if you're just like in the audience, if somebody had made a joke about me and I was in the audience, unless if it was a joke where you're fearing for your personal safety or threatened, okay, that's a different thing. But if it was a joke that wasn't nice, I probably would shout back. I would definitely give that death stare that she did.
Yeah.
That is a stare that I have as well. That comes out when necessary. I
recognized it. Yeah.
But that stare. Yep. That stare. And also maybe shouting out, not funny, just a shout right back. Not funny, but not jumping onto stage to slap them.
How would you
have
felt about your boo going on stage and hitting them?
Okay, maybe that would be funny.
Funny?
I wouldn't. I actually would probably. And I'm just not into
being bare. Like some, like I Tiffany mean, Haddish I, is like, oh, like she's like got off on it. Like she's like, oh my, oh a man, oh like, oh, it's great having a man go up there and do that for his woman. My wife finds that completely insulting. This idea that of taking her agency away and her getting to decide what to do about it, and she is not. My wife is very clear. She is not turned on by the idea of me going and defending her honor.
Your wife is awesome.
She doesn't even like me going and defending, like when we had someone looking in our window and I chased them down the street. She was not happy with me.
Oh.
Because she was afraid of me getting hurt or something.
Well,
Yeah,
this is a story for off air. I'll tell you about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feels like that's, that would be great if they got up there.
I care a lot about manners and decorum and that kind of thing. So I would probably be embarrassed. But then, I mean, it's kind of like, I think it depends that how the joke would have had to go a lot more aggressive and a lot deeper, I think, in order for me to personally be like, okay, maybe get up there and like do that. But I probably would have, would feel, embarrassed.
Yeah.
If my significant other did that, because I just avoid physical contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, that was I'm just like words that are not threats are not grounds for hitting.
Well, actually, I would say though, like, let's say if I was at a bar or something, and somebody called me like a slur or the C word who wasn't Australian or English. You know what I mean? Like some really terrible word, maybe they get slapped only if I knew that he could only if the other guy were weaker or didn't have a weapon, cause I'm generally just like, let's just be safe. So like just number one is like safety.
The imaginary conversation in my head that I've done, like, because I do that a lot, have imaginary conversations. And I said, you never hit someone because of words they said. And the person I'm talking to says, what if they called you the N-word? And I'd say, that's the exception that proves the rule. than I do. So I can, that'll hit them. But, you know, but I'm not going to, I don't know if I'd walk all the way up on stage and do it.
I mean, actually,
the awards.
I've in the past, I've just told the authority figure. Somebody called me that in grade school. I didn't slap him. I went and told the teacher on him.
I got a lot of fights in elementary school for that. Every time someone called me, I punched him. So,
man, see, that's why your hands make it hard for you to floss. All that punching.
Yeah.
Right.
My God, you're so good at callbacks. Yeah. But I mean, just as a general rule, I'm like, I'm not going to go. No. And I was thinking it's ludicrous. And these people telling me, saying, oh no, that's, oh, I can't believe you. And you, especially you never, because I never had to talk about a black woman's hair and he should know better because he did that movie. And that's probably right. Like, well, that's why I think he didn't really think it was an insult either. Or really.
It's hard to say because too, like we said, like for us, G.I. Jane seemed kind of like a compliment.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, that's sexy, you know, but if it's, you know, obviously she was really upset by it. And then that like, you know, that's.
And you can't, I mean, sucks. I'm also not blaming her for not, I don't know, like, I'm sorry you didn't get the joke. I've had people not get jokes too. Like, I don't know if you didn't get it as intended because I don't think there was malice. He wasn't trying to hurt her feelings. It wasn't a tightly constructed joke like his 2016 Rihanna one, which is actually really. That was a really good one, and he should never apologize for that. And that's another thing. People started saying, oh, because the problem is he said stuff about her before. Like, first off, he's a comedian. Every comedian has said stuff about Jada Smith. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, that's certainly not the new. He wrote that. That was an Oscars joke. She put herself in the news. They always do. The Smiths love to be in the spotlight. So I'm sorry they got jokes before because they said stuff. And so mm-hmm. they were in on it, right? So they were on. And that was a solid joke, too. You know, so he should never apologize for that one. That was the best joke. Mm.
Yeah. It's kind of hard, too, when some of those things like become issues and social issues. Then when it's just like, well, here, just like, can we just make it really basic, like two people without all of the pressures of like race and gender and all of this stuff, then that's, you know, another challenge where that's where it's like, I don't, you know, yes, on the outside, I can have my own opinion of this or that or what I think I would do, but I'm not them.
Right.
And so it's not really fair for me to judge them.
You can judge someone on hitting. Absolutely. That's why.
Well,
we have courts,
that's where I'm saying on the hitting. Yeah. Like on the, on the hitting part, but you know.
Yeah. I can't tell someone
for the other part.
Offended.
I'm like, you know.
Like, look, I get offended all the time at comedy clubs. There's certain jokes that I do not like at all, but I don't say anything because I'm like, it's
not. Oh my gosh. And I, and you know what?
It's not their fault that I have past issues, that I have issues.
Or that they're not funny.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, because at home, if we're watching stuff, I have no problem saying back to the TV, not funny. If I don't like the more that my partner laughs at those jokes, the more I'm like, not funny. That is not funny. Just like crossing my arms. Not hilarious. Like, I have no problem.
Like when you're watching Bill Burr, when I told you to, and you're like, not funny. This is not funny.
Some of his stuff was really funny and some of his stuff was not funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, I just think, yeah, some of it, no, not funny. Some of it hilarious and amazing.
I do not think this is going to cause a whole bunch of people to storm comedy clubs. I think that is an overreach and an exaggeration. I don't think it's going to cause that. I do think it could cause more bar issues. I think it could be now that you know that your woman expects you to stand up, like step in. I think there could be some, I think it can cause some, I think this will cause some fights because later on, like something's going to happen and they're going to go, how come you didn't stand up for me like Will Smith did? Why didn't you do that? They're going to say, that's going to come up. I guarantee.
Well, then he could
year,
have been like, first, it has to be televised. We're not wearing expensive enough gowns. People don't care enough about us.
Yeah. So, it's great. It's weird. And I had picked my favorite movie of the year, won the Oscar. I had picked Coda as my favorite, even though I didn't think it would win. I thought West Side Story would win. Troy, I had posted in my Seattle Film Critics group, I'm like, please, people, remember Troy for best supporting for Coda. This is amazing, this performance. So I was so happy with a lot of what happened at the Oscars besides, what's her name? Lady Gaga.
Oh, I haven't watched.
Oh my God.
I didn't get to watch them. Yeah.
Tender moments on there that were great. There was so much good that happened at it. And people always crap on the Oscars because they're like, nobody cares. That's why it's declining in ratings. Nobody cares. Nobody goes to the movies. You'll never win the lottery. Blah, 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 blah. Like, people love to shit on things. Of the things people love to shit on, one is the Oscars. And I'm like, I love the Oscars. I watch every year. I look forward to it. Like, I do. I care who won. I want to see what other people think of it.
I see Oscar viewing party in the future then.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be fun. I would love an Oscar party at my house. I love that.
What if we did like a black and a half Oscar viewing special sometime? Maybe not.
Yeah, because can't be through my account because it's still banned. I can't do live casting.
Oh yeah,
and well, I can't post in groups, like be the person to post.
Oh, okay.
The topic, it's stupid, and I can't get anyone to look at my. There's no way to get anyone to look at my account to fix it.
So who do you slap to get that problem solved?
Will Smith.
Oh. Yeah, that was very surprising. I'm still like, I woke up and I watched it in the morning, and the problem was because I was trying to like solve it. So I watched it more than once. Like I'm like some crime scene detective watching it and slowly again, and let's play it back and watch it again. And then I just was really, I was kind of sad by the whole thing. I was like, well, that's disappointing. Yeah.
Oh, also, did you know that Chris upsetting. Rock is like on the spectrum slightly, like barely?
I saw your article, but I didn't read it. And I he's also a was
disability just, that it's interesting. It's NVM or something. It's he has an inability to understand people's reactions in a conversation or how they're feeling. Like he can't read nonverbal
cues.
Yeah. He does 7 hours of therapy a week to work on this, which is interesting. I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if this helped his comedy. Like he couldn't tell, like I wonder if early on he couldn't tell people were not digging him and does it. And he said, apparently it's really hurt him in his personal life and his marriages. And he had no idea until a couple of years ago when someone suggested he might have Asperger's. And so he went and got tested and they said, no, but you have this. Like, you're not like, dude, you're not picking up signals. Like you gotta. And so I'm like, right. I bet he does. Yeah, he probably couldn't tell. And then if you like start watching him, then like how he's acting, like look at different things when he's not the focus. And oh, maybe that's why he's.
I did notice like it looked like if he wasn't on television, he would have cried after he got slapped in the face.
Did you hear what he said?
I mean, isn't that a normal reaction to want to cry when you get slapped in the face?
To Wanda Sykes?
When?
Right after?
No, because I didn't watch it. Oh, I just saw that clip.
She's just reported it. Today I read it. Like, so after, she went on Ellen and told it. She said she saw him at the after party and he comes up to her and he says, I'm so sorry that happened. And it's like, what? He said, this was your evening. This was supposed to be about you and Amy and Regina. And now they're just going to talk about this. And you guys did so good. And like, he was really upset that he felt like he was part of ruining the Oscars for them. Because they were doing a great job hosting it. Mm. And they were supposed to be the talk. Like, because you talk about the host. And that they would have got all these accolades, but instead they're going to focus on that. And Wanda was saying, that's Chris. He's a great guy. He's always thinks of other people. And it was just, Yeah, like there's a lot of good reports about him. And he's never he's never fired someone from his show and hired a light-skinned person.
Well, I will. Oh my gosh. You know,
never got somebody blackballed from Hollywood.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this. So I actually was talking to my therapist, because I'm still seeing her for this postpartum stuff, right? I'm still talking, and actually, it was funny because it was towards the end. It wasn't funny. It was towards the end, and it was all like, "Oh, this is blah blah," you know, whatever. Postpartum, blah, 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 blah. And then I said, "Yeah, I listen to myself," and then I think it's so funny to hear myself because if I just hear it, I'm like, my life isn't bad, thank God. Like my, you know. There's so many worse things going on in the world. Like, I don't have this going on. I don't have this going on. And I certainly didn't get slapped on national TV in the Oscars. And then she just started laughing so hard. And she's like, look at your comedy's coming out. And it's, yeah, I'm like, wow, that was great joke setup. And yeah. It wasn't on purpose. So it's good to still got it. Yeah. You know, that was
still got it.
Was a fun. Still got there. It. Still got it. Still there. So.
Yeah, so that's Oscars. That was mm-hmm. that was it. I have news.
Yes, do tell.
I am pregnant. No, I'm not. I've lost actually
weight.
Does it show? Does it show?
It did on your news feed. I was very proud of you. Well, did I not clap?
Well, 3.4 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm actually I was looking at this and going, hey, I think I'm a little thinner than last time. I don't know. But this is how hardcore. Not only am I back on my app, I know I've done health concerns on here, talked about what I'm doing, but now I am so back that I am again. I know it's not for everybody and some people worry about it, but I do better calorie counting. Because I have a hard time with portion control and it helps me realize what I'm doing, holds me accountable for what I'm putting in my mouth. 90% of weight loss is what you eat. And it's so I need to do it for me. I know it's a trigger for some people, but I need to do it. And I love to eat. So I love that if I go work out, I get to add points in to eat more. Right. So I get to add these calories back in like, oh, I can go eat some more party. For me, it's a party. OK, I get to eat. So I'm excited. Not only that, I bought a scale with multiple conversions, a food scale.
I am
weighing my food like when I get a snack, says 30 grams in one serving. I am measuring out 30 grams. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not messing around. I got to lose the weight. I feel a little. I'm motivated.
Yeah.
I'm motivated because I need to lose. I feel like I've lost some parts and I think it's because of weight. So
I was just wondering why you're feeling super motivated.
I think that's why I did step on a scale after I decided to start losing. Okay. I'll tell you what started it all was my friend Joseph Greenauer, my friend of me. He took a picture of me. Put it on Facebook of me playing poker last month.
And then called you.
And I was
G.I. Joe. Not.
No. I was so embarrassed on how I looked.
Mm.
And I texted. I was like, oh my God. I'm joining the gym tomorrow. Like, I can't believe it. I look like that. And he felt bad. He's like, I'm taking it down. No, I didn't mean that. But it was like, it was a jump start. Like, oh my God, that's wrong. So I started worrying about it. And then I forget I'm filling out life insurance forms. And I had to like do an interview. And I'm like, I have to do the electronic interview. And I was like, you know what? I got to get exercising. And I went a few days. And then I was like, I need to see what my progress is though. So I went and stepped on the scale the first time in years. And I was 30 pounds more than I thought I was.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy shit. Are you 30 pounds more than I'm not even close. And then everything started ticking in my, in my head, little things like, how come this shirt? I'm like, oh my God, my belly. Why is that? I'm changing shape or something. Like all these things in my head clicked why things were going. And I was like, that's why all of these things have happened. Oh my God. And I've wanted to lose weight. So I can also I want to sleep at night better. I wake my wife up from snoring, and I have now, she's like, it's much better right now. I still snore, but she's like, even in just, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks, the difference in my breathing is different at night. Mm-hmm. And she loves it in that sense. I'm like, I want to live alone. So I can't do the life insurance policy right now. I can't fill it out because I know I'm way over. I know I won't get it. I'll get denied because of my weight. So I have to get it low. Because I can't say, there's a BMI it hits that they're going to go, no, you can't.
I see.
Or go see a doctor. And now we're going to see what you have. So I got to get below that where they don't question it. So I'm motivated in that. And jobs. And I think for a while I've thought, I can't spend time working out because I need to go make money. I need to work and make money and stuff. But I think when I started thinking about it costing me work on a direct level for acting, right? For acting gigs, that's a direct level. There's the indirect level that, unfortunately, our society, the way we judge people and things is, I am more likely to make more sales if I'm skinnier. And that's just how it is. People tend to trust people in shape more than they trust people out of shape. So for a lot of financial reasons, I need to think of that time as not, it is putting the work in for me just a different way. So motivations. So those are motivations, which we're going to talk about at some point.
That's right. The importance of finding your why.
So those have motivated me both financially. I think it'll be better.
Yeah.
Sleep wise. And oh my God, I am sleeping better because I'm not falling asleep during movies now. Like I was, or just sitting at my desk and suddenly falling asleep. I'm also going to bed a little better about going to bed.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to going back to the gym. I was worried because of obviously the pandemic. And at this point though, I'm like, I need to go because I know it's a great mood booster. That's my motivation. I was just like feeling really stuck. And I'm like, I got to do something differently. I really want to go to spin class. Actually what I'd really like to do is like just scream and hit a punching bag. I mean, that would be amazing, I don't think they have that class at my local gym.
At my gym? I don't know if they have a punching bag. I should find out.
Yeah. But I just remember, I did some spin classes before. I mean, it's been a long time, so I don't want to overdo it because I obviously still want to be able to carry my baby.
Yeah.
She's getting a little heavy. So, you know, not too heavy or anything, just, you know, as she should be. I don't want to work out too hard that then it like takes me out.
Here's got to
build up to it.
Have you tried to jump rope lately?
Not lately, but I know that's a great workout.
So I remember this one. So somebody brought a jump rope over to show my kids what it was. And they were like, all the kids that were there were like, what is this? I'm like, you need to know how to double dutch and stuff. Come on, Willow. We got to get your blackness up. Come on. And then I was like, oh my God, I flashed back to the last time I tried at a gym. And I remember going, oh, this should be easy. And going, oh my God, like doing two is like incredible. Cause I think everyone watches a Rocky or something and sees them like doing that. And they're like, oh, that'd be a nice tender little exercise to do. Whatever. Nice. No, it's fucking hard. Like a 5-minute jump rope would kill most people.
Oh my gosh. Boxing is so, I went to a boxing workout class years ago.
I don't even know what to do.
It was more, well, I just followed the instructor. But they had like the warm up. I was like so exhausted from just the warm up. It was so hard.
Are you in boxing position in the warm up or?
Well, I mean, at this particular place, I don't know how it was where it was everywhere, but you know, we were doing like so many like burpees and things like that. And I just was not used to. Yeah.
Well, it's gross, man. Those are disgusting. How's that training for boxing? I don't throw a punch. You can't throw a punch doing that.
I guess all the cardio or something, right?
It got. I guess, but I'm like, that's not a. How's that a boxing class?
I don't know. It just was the one that I went to. We probably threw some punches later, but that's all I remember was that it was difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zumba. Yeah, I'm looking Zumba? Maybe for looking for. Looking forward to doing Zumba.
I just got to get it. Yeah. I'm not doing classes until I get it down. And then I got to. Okay. So I'm doing elliptical. I know I did elliptical. It was once when I was working out a lot. I did elliptical. Then I went in to try a class. And I was like, oh, different muscle. Different muscle.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this? Oh my God. I need to find. I'm at the YMCA so I can find some old lady aerobics class and join them.
Nice.
That's what I'll have to do. Be the young guy.
Yeah, I want to take like an aqua fitness class, but I just don't want to deal with the like I want to be in the water, but I don't want to deal with the
because part of me is like, oh, what means I gave up like in everything? Because no, I don't.
No, because it's good. Like it's good for you.
I know it's
like
supposed to be good for you, but all I see is elderly and really, really big people. I don't see a bunch of synchronized swimmers.
Well, you know what? I'm not in the habit of pressing my face against the windows, looking into the pool, just letting my hot breath smoke it up as I judge their age and weight.
I walk by and I see they're always old people. And I'm like, I don't want to be that, but that's what I am soon. I'm the old guy taking the water aerobics because my knees hurt.
So your knees won't hurt.
Right. Well, yeah, because they hurt. I go in there. Oh, I can't do it because my knees. Oh, thank God for the water aerobics. Also, I feel like my problem is I know it's hard, like so swimming, right? But I don't. I know you sweat, but I can't feel the sweat.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I worked out unless I can feel sweat.
Oh, really? I don't like to feel the sweat. I don't sweat very much anyway. Like I'm not a sweaty person usually.
Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you've worked out?
Tired. Breathing. I think if breathing gets a little bit difficult or if I feel sore, you know, that's usually.
I want sweat. If my shirt's all wet, then I'm like, yes, I worked out.
Well, you could just like go into the sauna or like have a dog pee on you. You know, there's ways.
having the calories on my shirt.
Mm.
I literally burned them off. That's a wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. And that's what I want out of life.
Well, you could also just like spill food on yourself if you're just looking for calories on your shirt.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, that's as bad as it out.
Chris Rock joke. I'm. Oh man, it's been so long. I'm missing the stage. I think I want. I just don't know if I can write a set and go back.
Man. Yeah, I
want the feelings without.
I'm just gonna start crying. I'm just gonna start crying now. Like I don't know when I'm gonna get. The summer's coming, so it's not totally unheard of to actually get out there.
Could you go? Could you see yourself driving somewhere with your partner, babies in the back seat, and then you like run in and do a set, and then run back out of the car? They're sleeping.
I guess it could happen. I wouldn't want her to have to wait and
she's sleeping.
Yeah, I don't want to be away from her for that long in the evening and
away from her in the evening while she's sleeping. Yeah.
Well, but she'll wake up and she'll want cuddles from mama, you know? It's just I just don't want to miss it. Let me tell you, she woke me up twice. Like I woke up at like midnight and again at like 4 a.m. yesterday. And, you know, I'm a little tired, but it's just so precious.
I know. That's you're co-sleeping, obviously, then, right?
No.
Well, how'd she want the cuddle? How'd she get a cuddle?
Oh, you know, I'll give her her bottle and then. But you know what, if it is like.
So how would she know? How would she know?
If it's, she can tell it's me, you know, and then if it's, depends like how late it is though. Cause like, you know, sometimes like for the 4 a.m. one, right. I gave her a bottle of, she didn't want to go right to bed. So then I'm like, okay, you can sleep right next to me. It's just cuddle with her until she falls asleep. And then I put her back in her crib.
Late at 4 a.m. Hmm. I don't think you're going to be out that long.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's just the idea of, like, because it's not like she's on the schedule, you know? It's not like
she's not yet.
Well, I'm not putting her on a sleep schedule, right? I'm not going to let her cry it out. That's not for me. So get her to go to sleep at a certain time. She may or may not go to bed then. And you just kind of play it from there.
Just started sleeping through the night yet.
She was for a while.
She 9 months?
Yeah. Yeah. She was for a while. And then she's been two nights, I think two or three nights this week. She slept through the night. Last night she didn't. I don't know if she will tonight or not. So her sleep's not really on a particular schedule.
So you're not even at a cry it out state. It hurts my heart. No, I get it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, what I'm saying, I think you're at that stage where you don't even know that they would just fall back asleep. You probably get to her so quick that because I remember like our baby started sleeping through the night when we accidentally were slept too long and didn't get to her. And she fell back asleep. And I was like, wait, well, hold on. What? You'll just go back to sleep? Like, and now I think it's the same as like our kids now. Our kids cry in their sleep.
Well, sometimes that's actually, I have to pay attention to see like, is it a cry where it's like she has a little gas or I don't know if she's dreaming or what's going on. And there's a little cry and then she goes back to sleep. Or is it a cry where it's like, okay, I'm up now, feed me? Because there can occasionally be both things.
I mean, they're not really hungry though. Like it's because it's sleep. They can sleep, right? They can make it through the night at this point. So they're not really hungry. They're like Silas hungry.
But sometimes they are though. Because sometimes when they get to the point where they're like, you know, starting to try to walk and moving about around a lot, they're not eating as much during the day because they're so busy. And at nighttime, that's when they want to like get a bunch of their calories. I didn't make that up. Actually, I learned that in one of the parenting classes. That's right.
One of those enabler classes.
Well, a hospital's class, you know, with the professionals.
Whatever. They sleep through. They'll sleep through the night at this point.
Well, you know, why am I trying to rush it? She has her whole life to sleep through the night.
I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and want some ice cream. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I'm up. I need these calories. No, I don't. I just want the cat ice cream. And that's what she wants. She wants your ice cream.
Well.
Right?
I can't
want the milkshake.
I don't have a rebuttal for that. There was right.
So but anyway, they're gonna sleep through the night soon. They will. And so then there's gonna be a reliable that you're gonna go like 3 weeks and you're like, okay, at this point I know they're sleeping through the night. At that point, you could always run out and do a mic and come back.
I wish there was someplace closer.
Open a comedy club.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's my number one priority right now.
There's a space in Kirkland that you...
My number one priority to open a comedy club right now.
During a pandemic? Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are just starting to go out. Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's got to be something on the east side. At some point soon, somebody's going to... Look, you can never go so long without something. Actually, there is something on the east side I just found out about. Someone called me, and I'm like, yeah, I can't go over. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to... I said, it's pandemic. I'm not going to do that. Also, I just didn't want to do that one. At the...
They're listening to the podcast.
No,
they know.
No, they're not. But there's always something. There's some weird open mic that someone doesn't know to post or whatever. So
yeah.
But I think I might write a set soon. Go through a bunch of notes from the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to sporting events now. I've been to a few movies. By the way, one movie in particular, The Lost City, with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum, is the funniest movie I have seen in years, probably.
And what's it streaming on, right?
The Lost City. It's just open in theaters. I don't think it's streaming on anything theaters. Yet. Okay. But when that comes to you, like, I mean, I would... Yeah. Say this.
I really like Sandra Bullock, so just you saying that she's in the movie is enough for me to want to watch it.
She's like the one, I think, if not the one of the best physical comedy actors in mm-hmm. modern time. Like, she's so funny. She is so good. And this film, she's just they're hilarious. It's so there's other elements that are reminiscent of Romancing the Stone. Of the film, uh-huh. right? But that's the same feeling that I remember in the 80s when I was taken to the theater to see Romancing the Stone and we all loved it. I thought that was super, and everyone was really surprised. I could not believe how funny this was. I was howling during this. Like, my daughter was with me because she had wanted to see it.
Oh.
And I was how it ended up being a promo screening, like not a press screening, but a promo. And so it was a full house because they were doing with a radio, local radio event. And everybody was howling. Like, it's a really great movie. I hope it kills in the theaters, because they might ruin it and make a second one if it does really well, but you wouldn't be surprised, because those two at least need to do another movie together. And I've heard people say that Channing Tatum is a really underappreciated comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I guess I don't know what to expect to see him in ever. And
right.
So any listeners, go see it.
I was just trying to think of like the stuff I've seen him in where he was funny or supposed to be funny. I feel like I haven't had any complaints with watching his performances that I've seen so far.
Yeah. I've been watching a few things, but that's the big one that I would say. And of course, I'm doing reviews online, posting them up on blackandahalf.com so people can check it out. But that's probably my latest super, not just love it, but shouting from the rooftops, telling people whenever they, what movie should I see? The Lost City. Absolutely. You know, it's like, you ever like feel like when you can recommend a comic that you know people are going to like?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what this is like for a film version of. No, you're going to like this. As long as if you have a soul. I mean, maybe you have, do you have to like rom-com? You have to at least like comedy.
Yeah,
but it's rom-com. It's kind of, it's not quite a rom-com, but it is technically, I guess. But it's an adventure and it's funny. So as long as you like those things.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Silas's movie recommendation. That was a segment we do here on Block and a Half.
Oh,
yeah.
We howl after your recommendation.
But we, that would be nice. If you get a howl. Howl.
Try not to make it like
Thurston,
Home Improvement.
Thurston and Lovey from Gilligan's Island.
I don't remember it well enough.
The howls. Is this my dawn? Maybe I'll wait for the. Maybe I won't do an open mic yet. Maybe I need a little time on that.
We're just going to practice on the listeners.
So get ready for our new material, episode. How's everybody doing?
Lord. But yeah, so that's it. And that's, you know, we're about out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted looking for a nice little Black and a Half.
Live long and prosper.